doing, sir? Here's the gospel to eternal life. I saw you had some Christian stuff on the back there. Yeah. Do you know the gospel? I like to test people. Nice. Would you be able to tell it to me? I like to test every Christian I run into.
What do you want
to know? The gospel to eternal life. If someone asked you, how do I find eternal life, what would you tell them?
What would I tell them?
Yeah.
You got to get into the Word.
Get into the Word? Okay.
Accept that Jesus Christ is your Savior.
Gotcha.
You know, and that He did die on the cross to save the man.
Right.
But, realize that it is a
Sure. So placing your faith is all you have to do is just place your faith in Jesus, what He did.
Well, it's a total faith. It's, you know, not just mind, but it's your body also.
Right.
If you can serve God with your mind, but let your body serve the flesh.
Right. Yeah. So I run through the biblical gospel, and I'll tell you in love that's an incomplete gospel. If someone was looking for eternal life, even the demons believe and tremble, it says in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do more than just believe. We have to do more than just put our faith. We have to, Jesus' first ministry words were, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So we have to have that changing of mind, our changing of our heart toward God. We have to come out of the world. We have to lose our life to find it in Christ.
Right.
And He won't accept anyone that's half in, half out. But if you're willing to turn from your sin, turn from the world, turn from your old life, He'll give you His Holy Spirit. You'll be born again. John 3.
Yeah,
exactly. You can't see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. And then your fruit, that you're born from above, born again, you're striving in holiness, obedience to the Word of God. Like you said, get in the Word of God. And your whole life aligns to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God in you. And you have to endure your whole life. It's not a locked up, secure, saved, always saved. You got to endure every day. Paul said he hadn't even attained. So we have to endure every day. So
I remember these churches, they were talking, and he says, he put it as in, like, says, you buy things for your work. They come in the normal our manual is the Word of God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Word of God, and it says actually in there, we're conformed to the image of His Son. We're no longer conformed to the world, how the world does things, the sins of our past. We're conformed to the image of Christ. So I like to challenge people and say, do you look like Christ? Is your life being conformed to what Christ's life looked like? Because it says the Word of God sanctifies us. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth, the Lord said. So you're sanctified by the Word of God. You're set apart for God. He came to bring a sword to separate a people for Himself, separate from the world, coming out of the world. And we actually, me and my brother, my older brother, my elder, I'm pretty new to the faith, but I do have an elder I'm under. And we stand outside of like church buildings. We talk to a lot of Christians, a lot of professing Christians. And a lot of time we find they haven't come out of the world. They look exactly like the world.
Right.
They dress like the world. They talk like the world. It's fair to say they're of the world.
Right.
But Christ is calling a people out of the world. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He's coming in flaming fire to judge the world. And we have to live for His kingdom to come.
Right.
And
we're
not this
world, but we're not of this world.
Exactly. So I just want you to test yourself. Go on that website. Make sure you're aligning your life to the biblical gospel, because you told me an incomplete gospel in love. You got the faith right, faith in what Jesus Christ did. He absolutely is the truth. But you missed repentance, you missed being born again, you missed holiness and obedience. You know, you got to make sure you have the whole gospel, because anything outside of the truth is going to be burned up. So make sure you're in the truth, make sure you're cleaning up your life, make sure you have the Holy Spirit of God, because you have to be separate from the world. You can't be a part of the world and be a friend of God. Actually, James 4:4 says, a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So be sure to test yourself. We love you. We care about you. So reach out if you have any questions. Go on that website, don'tperish.com. And there's an email on there. You can send us an email. We'd be happy to talk with you, Bible study with you, get you aligned with the truth. Definitely. Awesome. Yeah. We definitely would love to Bible study with you. If you're seeking truth, I know I was in the Lutheran church for 21 years of my life, and I tested it to the Word of God. It didn't line up with anything in the Word of God. It's all man-made traditions and whatnot. And I had to start digging into the Scripture. So if you really love God, love the Scripture, dig into it, test everything. We're called to prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. We have to hold fast to the truth, because there's great deception. There's a lot of false Christs out there, a lot of false churches. We have to make sure we're testing everything. So, yeah. Well, we'd be happy to talk with you. Yeah. What's your name?
Ray.
Ray?
Ray.
Awesome. Mine's Akuo. My brothers and sisters gave me that name. My original name is Colin, but they gave me the name Akuo. It's actually to hear in Greek. And it's because I heard the gospel. I actually heard a street preacher preaching the gospel, and I heard it, and I started testing it to the Word of God. So it's like when Christ says, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear." So they gave me that name because I heard it. Yeah. So, but yeah, we'd love to talk with you. Love to Bible study with you. We care about your soul and test everything. That's my exhortation to you. So.
I'll definitely get online and check it out.
Awesome. Great. Good to meet you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. God bless.
Yeah.
You.